We are Simeon, the Evolutionary Collective. At your service, with perhaps one of the most important questions for you to realize in your lifetimes. How do you determine and achieve your life purpose? And there is the most simple of answers to this question, and it will only take quite a little bit of moment in your time to answer it. But of course you will not be satisfied with the simplicity of this answer. So we will elaborate. But it is quite simple, more simple than you all realize. And the answer to this is, to determine your life purpose, you decide your life purpose. In other words, your life purpose is what you decide it to be. And to achieve that, you must be willing and able and have that desire and motivation to live what it is that you decided your life purpose was to be. Is this too simple for you to recognize? It is the most important thing for you to realize. You have free will on this planet, in this lifetime, in this reality, and it is your choice always to decide what it is you will create your life purpose to be. And this is part of the lesson in being in this universe, in this time, is to understand the power of your consciousness to create your life purpose. So what will you decide it to be? And many of you will say, well, that is my problem. I do not know what to decide it to be. And you can decide it to be anything you wish. It can be as simple as, I am deciding my life purpose is to help disabled individuals across the street, for example. And if you give it everything that you have, and you determine it, and you achieve this, and you accept this life purpose as the one that you decided it to be, then you are living your purpose. If as you are deciding, you have no motivation, you rather not do it, and today you say no, and tomorrow you say no, I do not wish to help those that cannot make it across the street, across the street. And this can be symbolic, you see, of helping others that are unable to do something that you might be able to do, for example. But if there is not the desire to live this purpose, then clearly it is not the purpose for you. Now this sounds so simple, and you say, but. There is no but. If you have decided it, then you will feel it and you will live it, and it will be yours. And this is your consciousness deciding a purpose and living that purpose. And this is all we actually need to say. You will feel inclined to the thing that is a purpose that makes sense for you, if you allow that, you see. Now, you will say, but did not my soul have a desire? Did it not come with a particular purpose in mind? And the answer is yes, certainly. You had all kinds of intentions in your soul vibration prior to coming to this place and being born upon it. And thus you chose your life, you chose your family, you chose your circumstances, the place, and you chose abilities related to what you were intending, what you hoped, what you desired to be an experience, either lessons or an assistance, or a raising of your vibration. You had a desire for a purpose. Is there just one? Or is there just one way of expressing that purpose? And generally speaking, most of you have come with a general idea of what it is that you wished to accomplish. And it could be as simple as helping your brother to obtain his truth because of some relationship you had in the past. And that was your purpose. And you will know it and you will feel it if you decide to do this as your purpose. And you will be motivated to do so. And it will feel right and it will be satisfying. You see, if it is not satisfying on some level of your consciousness, then perhaps it was not either your whole purpose in coming as intended, or not at all your purpose. But if you decide to make it so, as your free will suggests, you can create that sense of motivation as well. But the tendency is that your soul will gravitate to that which it is inclined to and which makes it feel a sense of satisfaction. And that is how you recognize and begin to determine what it is that your soul intended as your purpose in coming to this incarnation. Many of you are living out a cycle of karmic relationships, and in this particular era of being, many of these are coming to a close, and you have an opportunity to settle all past karmic relationships, to forgive and move on. And this is part of the ascension process that you may experience and decide to experience. And you will know it as you forgive and as you lighten the load of the lives that you've lived. You will feel that sense of purpose and it will brighten your soul. You see. And there are many millions of you that also have come from elsewhere, from other universes, or this universe far away, or other dimensions, or other types of being. And you have come in a certain level of service, or you have come as observers. You have come to give a certain vibration from your area to the planet, a certain skill, a certain awakening. And you will know this when you come across it in your consciousness, or you will be drawn so much to that, to teaching something, or just to being a certain way and giving that vibration to the planet. Not everyone has that sense of desire to be of service, you see, in such a way. Some will just have the desire to live a simple life and carry out the relief of their past karma. All of these are equal valued. There is no measurement, so to speak, as to what is a better purpose than another purpose. And if you decide on a purpose, and it is not the purpose that your soul intended for you, but you make it your own, you are living a purpose that your self decided, as long as it feels right for you. In other words, you can change your purpose. You can change the purpose that your soul intended. And it can be valuable to you to do so. Perhaps you have exceeded the purpose that you intended, and you are ready to move on to another, and you must then create it. And you are your soul, for that matter. So you are, as you are deciding your purpose. So, if this lets you know that all the power is within, this is correct. The trick here is not to let somebody else or something else determine your purpose. In order to feel that motivation to actually achieve your life purpose, it must come from within, because you will never feel the satisfaction, that true purpose that you've determined on a soul level gives you, if you have taken on a purpose that you think you should have, or that someone else told you you should have, or that the world around you expects of you. So, as you are determining your purpose, consider these things. Consider, where is my purpose coming from? Where is the purpose that I am determining coming from? Is it from within me? And do I feel lightened and excited and exhilarated by this purpose? Do I feel right about it inside? And this does not mean that the purpose is easy, but it will have a certain flow of synchronicity within it. It will happen naturally for you. It will not be something that you are cut off from at every turn. It will be something that has doors that open to reveal information and ways of going about it. So there will always be a personal inclination related to this purpose. If you decide your purpose is, for example, to be an opera singer, and you open your mouth and horrible sounds come out, and everyone runs to hear it, then clearly your inclination is not within the vibration, and the synchronicity will not happen for you to be an opera singer. And it will be quite depressing for you, because you will not be allowing others to receive your purpose. Because within every life purpose, there must be a receiving party, so to speak. In other words, for there to be a synchronicity to flow for your life purpose, there will be others involved in some way or another. They will either be receiving, they will be forgiven, they will be enlightened, they will be challenged. You see? So there will always be some way of receiving. And it does not necessarily have to be a receiving from other human beings. It could be from the earth. It could be from the sun. It could be from animals around you. But their energy that you are giving will be somehow received. And in that receiving, you will feel an enlightenment yourself. And this will give you further motivation for your purpose. And will keep you rolling in it. Rolling forward. And as you roll forward, you will obtain higher levels of your purpose. You see. So if, for example, your purpose is something you think is mundane, or you feel that you've decided that it is something mundane, like, I am going to have the purpose of watching as many films as I can. And this, some might say that's a silly purpose. But you feel motivated by this purpose. It enlightens you. And at some point, you will say, what is my next level of this purpose? And you may say, I'm going to share what I've learned from all these films, or I am going to look deeper and see meaning and share it with others. And from there, you may turn out that you are able to see beyond what so many are able to see, and many enjoy hearing what you have to say about it, and you become a film critic of sorts. And then at some point you may say, I would like to make my own masterpiece. And you take that level of purpose to the next level. And at some point you may say, but I am feeling that it is superficial what I've created. And you take it to a deeper spiritual level. And you say, I would like to create something that inspires. Or you say, I want to create something that reveals darkness in the world, that scares people, but it wakes them up. So that might take your level of purpose to another level, you see. And it started with just a love to watch films. And you could take many, many examples of this, obviously, because there are endless purposes that you can create, and that each of you have intended. And the levels of these energies that you exude in your giving of your purpose in this life can seem very small on some level, but to be very big on another, depending on where your soul's intentions were to go. And you know what those intentions are, and you can feel them, and start by deciding what your purpose will be. Wherever you are in your life right now, stop and say, what will I make my purpose to be? And see how that feels. See where that is coming from in you. Is it motivating for you? And then see if the synchronicities flow. And as they do, follow the thread. And you might be a little off in your deciding what that purpose is. But however, it may lead you, as you flow towards it, to something entirely unthought of. And then you will make a new decision. And perhaps that new decision will be the one that truly excites you. But you have to start somewhere. And you might as well make it now. And many of you are already on that purpose, and all you need to do is realize it, accept it, and be it. Because once you have decided it, it is entirely up to you whether you do achieve the purpose that you set out to in the first place, that you decided was your purpose. Because once, just because you decide that you have a purpose does not mean that you're going to fulfill it. It is up to you to decide then to do, to take action on that purpose. And then it will go into its full fruition and develop from there. And it is a beautiful process. Once you are flowing, deciding your purpose. And with that, with all our deep energetic support for your purpose and the realization of this, we wish you all the best and send you this energy to support you. And may you find the synchronicities you need to live it.